Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth with a great new polling from the state of Georgia that shows that the Senate races are, well, first of all, they're setting every kind of record for all of the early voting and for all of the vote-by-mail applications. Everyone is going to participate, and that, it seems to me, is a good thing. We'll bring you the very latest on that coming up. Mike Pence is down in Georgia campaigning again today on behalf of Senator Kelly Loeffler and Senator David Perdue. Meanwhile, in Georgia and around the country, it is Christmas season. President Trump already proclaimed that he won the war on Christmas, turned back the attackers of the Christmas holiday. Not so fast, says our guest from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Andrew Seidel is a constitutional attorney. He also holds an important position with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. He's the director of strategic response. His first book is called The Founding Myth, Why Christian Nationalism is Un-American. And the book apparently has already been burned by a Tennessee pastor. Mr. Seidel, thank you very much. I won't wish you Merry Christmas, but I will ask you, what do you mean when you say the war on Christmas is in full swing and this year it's no joke?
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Michael. I really appreciate it. And this year it's really interesting because, like all the best scary stories, you know, the war on Christmas this year is coming from inside the House, inside Trump's own White House. So you have Melania Trump, the first lady, firing the first shots in the war on Christmas earlier this year when the aide, one of her former aides, leaked this audio of her basically slinging profanities and complaints about her onerous Christmas duties. You know, she's this upset that she's the first lady of Christmas and Christian nationalism, and she's on tape saying it.
Well, right. Now, of course, she's on tape saying it in what she thought was a private conversation. This is not a public campaign that Melania Trump is undertaking against Christmas decorations. Where do you come down? Are you in favor of the White House being decorated specially for Christmas season?
I'm in favor of our government remaining secular, as the Founding Fathers intended, not endorsing one religion.
That's not answering the question.
I am getting to it, believe it or not.
okay, well, how about a yes or no, and then explain.
I'm in favor of a secular government, not promoting one religion over another. I think it's okay to recognize that Christmas influences the culture in certain ways. For instance, I personally, in my own house, have a Christmas tree up. But, you know, the Bible also says that Christmas trees are for heathens. If you put a tree up and decorate it with silver and gold, that's something that heathens do. So Christians really shouldn't do it. It's not really a Christmas tree in that sense.
Well, Martin Luther disagreed with you, but go ahead.
I'm sure he did. And he also, I'll refrain from going.
Okay, I know you're citing, I think it's the Yirmiyahu, it's Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. And there are also concerns throughout the Old Testament about people who worshipped trees, but nobody's worshipping a Christmas tree.
Well, I mean, we erect it in our house, we water it, we decorate it to make it look nice. I mean, and it talks about idols, and I mean, frankly, I don't care. I don't worship anything. But that's not for me.
Okay, so let me bring you back to the first question that I asked. I've had the great privilege of attending White House Christmas parties during the George Bush administration, though actually what I attended, because I'm Jewish and actively so, I attended the White House Hanukkah Hanukkah parties, and they also had, at the same time, Christmas parties on offer for people. And the White House was beautifully decorated for Christmas, and for those occasions of the Hanukkah parties, decorated for Hanukkah. Anything wrong with that? Does that trouble you? Would you, in the Freedom From Religion Foundation, make that a new front in your war on Christmas?
Well, I mean, you know, I am mocking the war on Christmas, just to be clear for all your viewers. What we are waging is a war on Christian privilege and a war on those who would seek to undermine our secular government. And politicians and government officials who would use the power of an office that belongs to weak people to promote their personal religion. And you can certainly see how events like that could cross the line. I don't think we have seen that yet. I mean, we do see it from time to time all around the country, especially this time of year. But the war that we are waging, there is no real war on Christmas. This is an invention of Bill O'Reilly and Fox News. It's a war on Christian privilege and those who would subvert our First Amendment and the separation
okay.
of state and church.
When you talk about a war on Christian privilege, and still you haven't taken a position on Christmas decorations, but we'll go on from there for a moment. Because you also sent us another article about your protest to a forlorn little, sad little tree, as you describe it, that members of the Wisconsin State Legislature, I assume mostly Republicans, have actually put up in the Capitol building. What's the problem with that?
Well, the problem is that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and the governor opted not to put up a tree this year to keep the Capitol closed, to keep crowds away from the Capitol. It was his choice. And you have the state legislators violating both the rules of the Capitol, the rules of the legislature, and the Constitution. So certainly their oath of office to promote their personal religion, which is why I'm trying to answer your question in that way, not as just a hypothetical about decorations, but what they're actually trying to do. They made it clear with signs on the tree that this is all about Jesus, with comments to the camera that this is all about promoting their Savior. So that does cross the line into wrong and unconstitutional, and something that at the Freedom From Religion Foundation we're going to fight back against.
In the Wisconsin State Capitol in Madison, I believe in the past they've had fairly lavish trees, they've had Hanukkah menorahs, and they've had atheists who have been able to put up a sign that says, all this is garbage, and that has also been on display in the state capitol. Do you think that's a fair way of dealing with the situation?
Well, I don't think that's a fair recapitulation of what our sign says. That's a Freedom From Religion Foundation sign. And what you have in that instance is what's called an open forum, where the government says anybody who wants to come in can speak. This isn't our speech. We're just letting people set up their own things that they want to do that.
Okay, so but what is your sign? What does your sign say?
Idea. Our sign is about the winter solstice, and I can pull it up for you. It's a lovely sign. It's actually
on
a brass stand and gold, and it says, at this season of the winter solstice may reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only the natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds. So that's one side. And the other side
says, so my summary was pretty good. Basically, you're saying all this is garbage.
No, I mean, I think we're celebrating
You're attacking
world.
Religion specifically.
Well,
okay,
you
introduce the winter solstice. See, the point is that I would be very offended if somebody put up a specific sign across from a Hanukkah menorah saying, this never happened, it's not true, we don't approve, the Maccabees were intolerant, they were. Again, that it seems to me shouldn't be necessary if what... and you would greatly prefer no sign, I assume, and no tree and no menorah, right?
Yeah, precisely. And that's what the back of our sign says, keep state and church separate. That's absolutely what we prefer. But if the government's going to open up a forum for everybody to say what they want, then we are going to also spread our message, especially if the religious fundamentalists and others are going to be in there spreading their message. You can bet on it.
That's Andrew Seidel, who is the response director for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I wish you happy winter solstice coming right up here on the Medved Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Sidewalks.
Okay, so this beautiful traditional now Christmas song was not originally entitled Silver Bells. Jeremy just informed me of this. He just found out himself. You know what the original title was? The original title, according to the songwriter, his name is Ray Evans. And look, let's face it, Silver Bells is mostly cherished because of its melody, its musical aspects. The lyrics are not among the indelible lyrics for Christmas songs. It's not like chestnuts roasting on an open fire, the Christmas song, or White Christmas. Okay. Songwriter Ray Evans said that the original title of Silver Bells was Tinkle Bells. Tinkle Bells? Well, there are two reasons that didn't work. He now says that we never thought that tinkle had a double meaning until Jay went home and his first wife said, "Are you out of your mind? Do you know what the word tinkle is?" And people who have little kids, I think, know what the word tinkle means. It means something that you do every day, a good, I hope you do it every day, several times, a good, wholesome human activity that is required for our health. But I think there's also, Wikipedia, actually, where Wiki says at the end, it says, do you know what the word tinkle is? And then they say, the word is slang for urination. It's not so much slang as it is a child's language or designation. But I think there's another reason, is that I'm not sure what year Silver Bells was written, but there was already the celebration of Tinker Bell. And Tinker was because somebody who worked in metal it was released in 1950. Peter Pan, the Disney movie, had already been released, was already a big hit. And the Peter Pan play, and they had Tinker Bell. And tinker, based upon the idea of a tinker, somebody who repairs metal things like bells. So I think that would also have been confusing. And silver bells, it just works better. Sometimes these things are no accident. And by the way, it will be no accident if the Republican Party wins a big and sweeping victory in these runoff elections in Georgia, and there's every indication that they will. The races are close, and everybody who knows anybody in Georgia who is legally registered to vote should get them out there. There's an Emerson College poll, brand new Emerson College poll, that polled people as recently as yesterday. And it shows that the race between Kelly Loeffler and the radical Reverend Raphael Warnock, it's 51-48 in favor of Senator Loeffler. But that's too close for comfort. And it is utterly crucial that every moderate, every conservative, every ultra-conservative, whoever you are, if you don't want to see an openly radical and socialist-leaning senator in the part of Raphael Warnock, make sure you vote, because it's already a very high turnout election, and 51-48 is too close. By the way, no accident, the race between John Ossoff and David Perdue finds Perdue also winning, but also by the identical margin, 51-48. Mike Pence was in Georgia today, and here is what the Vice President of the United States had to say about the race. Clip 5.
In Georgia. Now, I know we've all got doubts about the last election. And that's why we're going to keep right on fighting. But I got to tell you, you know, I hear some people saying down here in Georgia, you're frustrated about the last election, just don't vote. My fellow Americans, I say from my heart, you got to remember, if you don't vote, they win.
Okay, that's fair enough. There are two things I noticed there. First of all, Mike Pence is doing what a lot of politicians do, is he's dropping his G's when he's talking in places like Georgia. And it's not natural. Mike Pence from Indiana doesn't normally talk that way. The other thing is when he said, we're going to keep fighting, we're going to keep fighting, meaning we have a lot of doubts about the election, we're going to keep fighting, there was not a rousing cheer. There was, because I honestly think the country is moving on beyond that. But it's very important that in the process of moving on, you guarantee that there is not all Democratic government in Washington, D.C. You guarantee that there is a closely divided House of Representatives, and that also there is a closely divided Senate with Mitch McConnell in control, not Chuck Schumer. And David Perdue, who is one of the incumbent U.S. senators, the one who was elected 6 years ago, he was on the campaign trail, campaigning in Georgia, and he had this to say to the electorate, clip six.
There are a couple of reasons why we have to do this. One is we have to hold the line against this radical socialist agenda the Democrats are trying to perpetrate on our beloved America. The second reason is that we have to hold the line to make sure that what we've accomplished under Donald Trump and Mike Pence, that we hold on to what we've accomplished. The regulatory work, the tax work, the energy work. We're energy independent for the first time in our history. But let me remind you, the Democrats have told us what they want. They said if they get these two seats, Schumer came down here and said, yeah, we're going to take Georgia and what? Change America. Well, I got a message for Chuck Schumer. I'm a Georgian. We ain't ready to give him Georgia, right?
Okay, that's David Perdue. And by the way, both he and Kelly Loeffler grew up in Georgia. She is known to be a very wealthy woman. She's had great business success. She married somebody who was even more successful. But she grew up under very modest circumstances on a farm in Georgia. Raphael Warnock, the Democratic nominee against Kelly Loeffler, he appeared on The View. And, of course, for him, that's kind of a home game. This is a group of people who are going to be very, very positive to Raphael Warnock. So what did he say about some of his past comments praising Fidel Castro, calling for defunding the police, and other things? We'll get to that coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are on the verge of striking a long overdue coronavirus relief deal after months of gridlock and finger-pointing by both sides. As far as what's in the bill, another round of stimulus checks in the range of $600 to $700, expanded unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses in the PPP program. Nearly 900,000 workers applied for first-time jobless benefits in a second week of increases. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says the uptick is not good news.
It's heartbreaking because we had the best recovery going on in the history of the United States, getting the unemployment rate down so rapidly. Very, very rapid growth. We had the 33% growth in the third quarter. We were growing at a really rapid pace until about the start of December.
More speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Well, how about donating?
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby.
The one and only Elvis Presley, of course, and obviously he would be a helpful if he were politically minded, and he really wasn't that much. He certainly was Christmas-minded and religious-minded, actually released albums of faith-based songs, did Elvis Presley. Even more deeply religious than Merry Christmas Baby. Speaking of faith-based in Christmas time, Reverend Raphael Warnock, who is a first-time candidate for public office, he is the pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church, which is the same church that Daddy King was the chief pastor of. Martin Luther King's grandfather on his mother's side was pastor at that church. So Martin Luther King was the third generation king to preach at Ebenezer Baptist. But Raphael Warnock has been, during his time at the church, very, very political. And some of his political positions have been controversial. And that came up when he went on The View and basically didn't really moderate or dissociate himself from some of his radical comments in the past. Listen, this is clip 7.
You have faced criticism from some Republicans over comments you've made in past sermons that some interpret as being anti-police, anti-military, disparaging of Israel, and you've been called out. I know my two senators from Florida were down there or up there in Georgia You've been called out for calling Cuban dictator Fidel Castro's legacy complex. Can you explain what you mean by complex? And can you tell us about, you know, this portrayal of you?
They're saying a lot of things, apparently. He has nothing to do with me. Never met him, never invited him. I believe in the American system of free enterprise. This is the same old politics of division and fear.
Okay, he's not explaining, answering the question, how is Castro's legacy complex? And the reason he's even asked about it is because he was an associate pastor, a youth pastor, actually, at a church that personally invited Fidel Castro to speak at that church. And it was not, we don't even know, because he hasn't answered the question, whether Reverend Warnock was present when Castro came to town. The one thing that you can say about it is, okay, he didn't invite him, he didn't meet him at the time that he was there, but did he agree that the church did an appropriate thing to invite a dictator who, with blood on his hands, who was aligned very directly with the evil empire of Soviet communism at the time? And clearly it's not the right thing. And it is a great disappointment. Also, one of the things that he has said, Raphael Warnock, and it's on tape, is he took a visit to Israel in 2019 together with a group from the National Council of Churches, which is a Christian group that does not include some of the traditional evangelical, more conservative denominations that have been very supportive of Israel. It's been consistently anti-Israel. So he went on this trip, and he came back, and he said, I saw the Israeli army shoot down Palestinians, innocent Palestinians, like birds of prey. Okay, it's a weird thing. Where did he see it? What is he talking about? And what is the analogy of birds of prey? Birds of prey are about to prey on you. And the only shooting down that he could possibly be referred to was the killing of armed terrorists who were trying to crash the border with Gaza. And no reasonable person could oppose that. It's the idea that that the best that Reverend Warnock can offer when he's asked about Castro's legacy being complex, is the best he can offer is, well, I never met the man. Okay, this is not the politics of division. This is the politics of values, frankly, of really questioning somebody who has associated himself with some of the more negative forces and the most anti-American forces, certainly, that are out there. Hard to believe that the people of Georgia are going to support this sort of candidacy. Meanwhile, there is more. Kayleigh McEnany was asked on Fox News about fundraising emails that the President of the United States is still sending out. And her answer, I think, is fascinating. Kayleigh McEnany, this would be clip 15.
And Kayleigh, today you are appearing as a campaign spokesperson. I think it was last night the campaign sent out a fundraising email from the campaign asking, should President Trump run in 2024? What was that about?
You know, I think that they're just putting out that thought. They're still focused. The campaign
you are,
is still
you are
on
the
2020.
Spokesperson.
But yes. He's still focused on 2020. But 2024, look, he's the leader of this movement. No matter what happens in 2020, 2024 is there for his taking. His base is strong.
To say it's there for his taking, I think, is too strong and not particularly helpful. especially when there are so many younger generation Republicans who are coming up. I have a column today about the prospective Trump run in 2024, because if Trump does pursue that race, and if he wins it, he would be duplicating the feat of Grover Cleveland, and there are actually points in common between Grover Cleveland and Donald Trump. They are both big and beefy New Yorkers. They both are people who survived a sex scandal in the middle of their first campaign, successful campaign. President Trump, of course, with the Access Hollywood tape. Grover Cleveland, when it was discovered, he ran when he was a bachelor. And it was discovered that about 10 years before he had engaged in a relationship, she said that it was rape, that produced a child that Cleveland had agreed to help support. And that led the Republicans to use a chant against Cleveland, "Ma, ma, where's my pa, going to the White House, ha, ha, ha." Trump's, the big difference between Cleveland and Trump, of course, is that Grover Cleveland, first of all, he was a young man when he ran for president. He wasn't even 50 yet when he ran the first time, so that when he came back, he was not 74 or 78, as Trump would be if he runs again in 2024. And Cleveland had a reputation, despite that illegitimate child with Maria Halpin. First of all, he got married in the White House to the daughter of his late law partner. And one of the things about Cleveland was he was known as Grover the Good, because he made a big fetish of honesty. People would use a lot of nicknames in behalf of Donald Trump. I think Donald the Good is not one that you would normally hear. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can actually give folks you know a wonderful holiday present absolutely free. You can help to sign them up, sign yourself up absolutely free. For information from our crowd, which is involved with some of the most exciting startups all around the world. Our crowd is a crowdsourced funding mechanism, particularly for new high-tech companies, some of which are addressing some of the world's greatest problems. We talked before about a future family startup, which helps families deal most effectively using artificial intelligence and high-tech with some infertility issues, which is a wonderful thing, particularly this time of year. Sign up at michaelmedved.com. Go to the banner, which you'll find at michaelmedved.com, and sign up for our crowd. There's no obligation, there's no cost, and you'll be inspired and encouraged to read about some of what is going on in our wonderful capitalist system. Speaking of wonderful capitalist system, the market's up 148 points today. Of course, it's now closed. And that's a good thing. And one of the reasons for that, without any doubt at all, is that they have made real progress in dealing with this coronavirus relief bill. Here's a summary from various sources about what we know about the bill so far. The final vote has not occurred. Senator Portman, who we heard from earlier, indicates it may actually occur on Saturday. Direct stimulus checks are in. Those checks will be for somewhere between $600 and $700. That leads one to believe it'll probably be $650 per person. So it could be $1,300 per couple. A state and local aid is out. The liability shield is out. This was Mitch McConnell's idea, and he's right. Take the two most controversial aspects of the deal, one opposed by most Republicans, one opposed by most Democrats, and move forward. And at long last, a COVID-19 relief deal could be close as Congress rushes to finish up must-pass legislation with the holidays fast approaching. They have to pass a funding package that would go on till next September rather than just the 1-week extension that they passed. The latest from Capitol Hill. Lawmakers have pledged to stay through Christmas if that's what it takes. That's good to hear. Details are still being hammered out. There will be money in addition to the direct checks of $600 to $700, money for vaccine distribution, schools, small businesses, and unemployment insurance is also included. Expanded unemployment is reportedly set to be renewed at a lower level than earlier in the pandemic, but it will still be $300 per week and extended for 3 months. So that means it guarantees for an individual who is unemployed for 3 months of 20, that means that you're guaranteed to have $3,600 in additional unemployment benefits, and that comes in addition to the stimulus checks going directly. The inclusion of stimulus payments comes after a concerted effort by the Odd Couple. That, of course, is Republican Josh Hawley of Missouri and Independent Bernie Sanders of Vermont to force the inclusion of the stimulus checks in any new package. The package is likely to be paired with the omnibus spending bill as a way to expedite passage, and that would need to be get done by Friday night, midnight, in order to head off a governmental shutdown unless the lawmakers opt for another stopgap. That is reported in Roll Call. And speaking of roll call, calling the roll on what is said to be racist violence comparable to cross-burning, what are we talking about? The story from NPR in Washington, WMAU Radio, and it reports that demonstrators at pro-Trump rallies, which we covered, over the weekend, tore down and destroyed Black Lives Matter banners outside historic black churches on Saturday night, a little bit less than a week ago. In a scene, one pastor says, resembled cross-burning. Really? Members of the Proud Boys and thousands more of the president's supporters had descended on D.C. Saturday. That was the Stop the Steal rally. They had the Jericho March. The largely maskless crowd, reports NPR, repeated baseless claims about a rigged election and, as the night went on, grew violent. Videos posted on Twitter show people cheering as a man pours lighter fluid on a burning Black Lives Matter sign outside Asbury United Methodist Church. The crowd, many taking videos on their cell phones, then start to chant, F-word Antifa. Tweets from a reporter with the Daily Caller, it's a conservative outlet, and said that they identified the people in the photo as members of the Proud Boys. Another video shows a crowd ripping down a Black Lives Matter at the Metropolitan AME Church, another historically black church. For me, it was reminiscent of cross burnings. Seeing the act on video made me both indignant and determined to fight the evil that has reared its ugly head, said the Reverend Ianther Mills, senior pastor of Asbury Church. We are a people of faith. As horrible and disturbing as this is for us now, it doesn't compare with the challenges and fears the men and women who started Asbury 184 years ago faced. So we will move forward, undaunted in our assurance that Black Lives Matter, and we are obligated to continue to shout that truth without ceasing. Okay, however you feel about Black Lives Matter, tearing down a sign or a banner or anything else like that in front of a church is a terrible thing to do. And the mayor of D.C. apologized. Muriel Bowser said, D.C.'s faith-based organizations are at the very heart of our community, giving us hope in the face of darkness. They embody our D.C. values of love and inclusivity. An attack on them is an attack on all of us. Okay, this is not exactly an attack. There was no attempt to burn down the church. It is easy to overreact to this. But it is a real question. One of the observers said if these had been white protesters, if these had, pardon me, been black protesters burning down a Make America Great sign, they would have been arrested on the spot and they would have been prosecuted. And I don't believe that that's true. I mean, obviously, the police should have been there to prevent this. But the question is, the police, after a full day of trying to interpose themselves between Antifa, which was there in great numbers, and other left-leaning organizations, and the tens of thousands of people who were there to protest in behalf of the idea that President Trump won the election, the police obviously are exhausted from that. And on Saturday night, after what had been basically a very successful day, nobody got shot, there weren't huge brawls, there was no property destruction, the fact that they were not Johnny on the spot and right there to stop people from tearing down signs and banners in front of churches, I think is a shame, but it's not a crime and it's not a disgrace and it doesn't have the same impact or the same meaning as burning a cross. The idea that people are doing something useful, however, by that kind of property destruction is a ridiculous idea. And speaking of ridiculous ideas, we will cover coming up some of what is going on in the city of Seattle, where one of the most important things to bring order, to bring sanity, to bring decency to public spaces is to make it clear that there is still some authority in charge, that you are simply not free to do whatever you want in terms of relieving yourself in public, or putting graffiti up or destroying property. And yet the city of Seattle in this Christmas season is in the middle of sending exactly the opposite message, coddling lawbreakers and demonstrators and park invaders. We will get to that story and to much more. Some of the good, some of the bad, most of it right now encouraging and seasonal, it seems to me, plus a new cabinet appointment that's already controversial for President-elect Biden. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.